This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or by calling in on Skype like Stefan has done. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi,
doing all right.
Stefan.
What's on your mind?
How are you doing, man?
Hi. Not too great, but I'm still kicking.
What's wrong?
Oh, I've been having some gastrointestinal issues over the past few weeks, and I've been suffering hypoglycemia, so things have kind of slowed down a little bit.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that.
It's all good. But I was skimming over this article, and I looked over it. Apparently the Oregon Court of Appeals has ruled against Christian bakers who refused to bake a cake for a lesbian couple.
Which Court of Appeals?
The Oregon Court of Appeals.
That does not surprise me.
All right.
And this goes back to the old argument is, should we allow discrimination based on people's bigotry? And whether or not that would be considered, you know, a good thing to do in a free society. Mm. Like, does that infringe on somebody's right to buy a cake?
Right.
I
this is what I hate, is like, I feel like I understand both sides to this issue, so.
Okay, well,
I can see in ways when it would, let's
pretend that Heather's the judge, and I'll Daryl, you can be the defense, I'll be the prosecution. Fair enough? Stefan, are you okay with that?
Sure, go ahead.
This could get syndicated. It could be the Judge Heather show.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Chris, tell me, why don't you want to build Daryl's
case? I'm the prosecution, right? This gay couple came in, and quite frankly, they should not be able to discriminate. They should be required to not discriminate against anyone, and even though this baker is opposed to the idea of a lesbian wedding, or for whatever reasons, that doesn't matter. He cannot act in a discriminatory way. Therefore, he should either be forced to bake the cake, or he should be he should have to compensate the couple for their time. And
well, you're the prosecutor.
I'm the prosecutor.
Aren't you supposed to be telling me? You're supposed to be telling me how they were a victim.
No, he's supposed to be saying why the baker should bake the cake.
Right. So that was my answer, that they cannot act discriminatorily towards anyone. They have to respect other people's different lifestyles, and regardless of their personal feelings, even if they're morally opposed to this, then they still need to do it. So the prosecution rests.
Ms. Judge, the attorney here has said is basically that if my client does not wish to bake this cake, that he would wind up sending in armed goons to put a gun in the face of my client and force them to bake this cake at the point of a gun. And I contend that no good or service should be provided at the barrel of a gun. That means that if my client doesn't wish to do something, no one has a legitimate right to force them to do anything. What say you, Judge?
I need a minute to review the testimony before me.
Yeah. But that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's it. One side says that no, discrimination is wrong. And even if you feel, regardless of your personal feelings, you just absolutely cannot discriminate against someone because of race, creed, color, or religion, or sexual preference.
So I will say this, that you say that one side says discrimination is wrong. I say that both sides can say it is wrong. The question is whether or not anyone should be forced to do business with someone they don't wish to do.
Correct.
Now, I would love it if I could walk down the street and see a list of businesses that don't want to do business with me for whatever reason. So if I were walking down the street and there was a sign hanging on some restaurant that said, no libertarians allowed.
Right.
All right, great. I'm not going to go in and accidentally give you any of my money.
Right. Right.
But people aren't allowed to do that.
What if somebody that had, like, the monopoly on the internet was like, okay, well, we don't want anarchists or libertarians using the internet?
Well, it's that gets into a much broader case, but let's just talk about baking a cake.
No, I mean, this is the same concept. Like, what if somebody said we don't want, you know, any of those free keeners to use the internet, and we have a monopoly on the internet, so are they allowed to discriminate, though?
Is that a real thing?
If it's a real situation, yes.
Well, it's not,
It's very possible that somebody could one day have a monopoly on the World Wide Web, and if they did, would they be allowed to discriminate against free keeners?
That would be pretty unlikely, but we could say
that
a hypothetical.
But they would have that right?
Who?
Basically, because you think that they should be allowed to discriminate, so therefore, if somebody wanted to discriminate against,
hold on,
you know,
I'm
free
just
talk
playing,
live,
I'm playing, I'm playing the role of the prosecutor. That doesn't say that's how I feel.
Okay, so then do you think that they should be made to bake the cake?
We only have this courtroom for another 30 seconds, Heather, so this the question
I mean,
is to you.
This is where I can see the pros and cons to both sides of this issue, and that's why I won't, like, you know, it's just one of those things where I like to advocate that people, you know, exercise good judgment, don't be a bully, you know, but at the same time, like,
Both sides are kind of being a bully.
Like, I can see where it would, you know, like, nobody wants to be forced to do something.
The only issue where I can see the other side is, like, let's imagine you live in the middle of Wyoming in a very small town with maybe 200 people and there's only one grocery store.
Closest place is 300 miles
away.
Yeah,
that's another perfect example.
And you wouldn't, if they didn't want to do business with you, if you didn't have, you know, food growing on your property, you wouldn't be able to eat, and it's not necessarily like you can just get up and leave. That requires a lot of money to do.
But would that then require the government to step in and say, we require you to sell groceries to these people?
It may or it may not. As I said, that's one of the few issues where I'm, like, very torn, because on one side, it's like, yes, I like to stick to my principles almost all the time, but is it, you know, it's just like this moral, you know, dilemma you go through.
Right. And people, like, gave Gary Johnson crap for the whole cake baking thing, but I think Gary Johnson saw it from, like, a very kind position where he wasn't thinking, oh, well, I want to have power over you and make you do things. No, he was thinking, like, oh, you know, because the person that wants to get food from somewhere, you know, and there's only one place to get it, and this, you know,
right, and
jerk that runs the store wants to sit on his
throne. The bakery here was not the only bakery in this town. So,
correct.
If you are the only bakery in a town, it is not in your best interest to discriminate. But if you're in a very large town and you're trying to go for a niche clientele, just like, let me ask this question. If you go to a restaurant that has a suit, tie, you know, like,
right,
tie and jacket,
right,
requirement, are they discriminating against me because I walk in a tuxedo t-shirt?
Right.
Or are they just trying to go after a certain clientele?
That's something you can go against, though. Like, if a restaurant were to hang a sign that said, no black people, it's not like you can just take off your skin and wear different skin.
Yeah, and the government has ruled repeatedly on protected classes. Certain
right.
classes of people are protected in certain ways, you know, based on skin color, based on nationality, based on sexual orientation,
I mean,
and things like that.
In our little Free Talk Live amplifier group there, remember that, who was the guy trying to discriminate against statists? And have them have us all kicked off the show.
I just, honestly don't pay attention to very much that happens in that group.
Well, they're all the people that apparently pay money.
I think I found somebody like that posted a review on the Heather fan club.
Yeah, no, it's the same guy. It's the same guy, right? He thinks thinks he's this, like, anti-state anarchist, right? But he wants to have like me and Vincent kicked off the show and, like, cries about it. And so essentially what he wants to do, right, is he wants to have closed Free Talk Live borders and keep out all the statists, and he's going to build a Trump wall
right.
to block out the statists.
We can build a wall.
So he's so anti-state, he wants to build a wall to keep out the statists.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you owned a bakery, would you discriminate or not?
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We just had a call from Stefan, who called to ask if bakers should be allowed to bake, or required, not allowed, but required, to bake cakes for people that they don't want to bake cakes for. Well, I've got a slightly different question that I want to ask you. How would you like to try the best pillow that you'll ever use and do so risk-free for 60 days? Nobody's twisting your arm forcing you to use this pillow. Nobody's twisting your arm forcing you to use the crappy pillow that you're using, assuming you're not using a MyPillow. But yeah, I'm talking about MyPillow. This thing is amazing. It's specially designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position while you sleep. I've been using it for going on 2 years, and yeah, it's the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow that collects a bunch of dead skin and dirt over the years, yeah, the MyPillow, it's not immune to dirt and skin, but you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. And no, we're not going to force you to buy a MyPillow.
But what if MyPillow was like, oh, you really want this pillow? Well, guess what? I'm going to discriminate against you. You're not going to get a pillow.
It's not in their best interest to do so.
But if they did, should they be like, you know what? We really don't like those Free Talk Live people, so we're not going to give any of their listeners
If they didn't like us, not only would we not be talking about it, they wouldn't have that code FTL that gets you.
I mean, they like people that buy their pillows, because I hear this ad on like everywhere.
Yeah,
it's because they got a great product. It is a great product. But it's generally not in anybody's best interest to discriminate.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the point in a free market.
You hear that? So don't discriminate against the status.
Okay. I cannot imagine a class of people that I would discriminate against in my store.
Right.
Strike that. Thieves.
Yes.
I really do not want to have thieves in my store, and I will probably ask them to leave should they show up.
I would discriminate against, like, sex offenders.
Really?
Yeah.
If they were one of those
rapey people. Yep.
Well, I would, too, if I knew who they were, but I don't know who they are.
Well, some of them have their, like, I know in Massachusetts, the police departments have the registered sex offender faces, like, plastered to the wall, and it had their charges. And
I agree, but as a shop owner, would I recognize
them? Right, they don't have those plastered in every single retail facility.
Well, the Cape was a smaller town, so.
More people are likely to know.
Like, there was this one guy that drove around, like, an old school bus that he had, like, painted weird colors.
Really?
He said weird colors.
Like a deep green.
Green's not a weird color.
I don't remember, but I know that, like, every time people would sight the school bus, they'd, like, notify everyone, like, where it was. Dude was a creep. I don't even know why he was on the streets.
Oh, and that's why I like the fact that, you know, that is, in a sense, open government. That you know, they are putting names of people that have been found guilty out there. Where I have an issue is when government releases names, details, and paints the picture of someone being absolutely guilty before they've had a trial.
Right, and then even a lot of times after trials, because I'm a supporter of the Innocence Project, and I get emails all the time, so-and-so released after 30 years in prison on death row for a crime he did not commit.
Right.
There was somebody in Massachusetts that, like, raped a little kid and did, like, 2 years and got put back on the streets. And then I know somebody that ended up becoming addicted to drugs, did it with his girlfriend, and bought drugs. She ended up overdosing. He was charged with supplying her with the heroin that killed her.
Right.
Even though it was his girlfriend, he didn't actually kill her.
Right.
And he ended up getting, like, 10 years but served 5. And so he did 5 years because she overdosed on heroin she chose to do, ultimately, while this dude that raped a kid got out after 2 years. In the same community.
Right.
like the same courthouse, same everything. I'm like, how does that equal justice?
Well,
like,
it doesn't.
I mean?
It's never consistent.
Let's go to the phones. We can continue this conversation later, but let's first go to my other brother, Daryl, calling in from Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, the one guy kind of stole my thunder with a thing about if you're like the only, you know, grocery store in a small area for miles, you know, would it be okay? And that's kind of a question I've had, like, for example, if it was a gas station, only gas station 100 miles.
Right.
And my thought would be, my initial thought would be, well, maybe, and I thought, well, wait a minute, actually the item I'm selling belongs to me. If
right.
I own the item, I should be allowed to sell it to whom I want to or not sell it to who I want to because I actually own the items. You know, the government didn't pay for it. I did, so I'm just reselling the items that I purchased.
Right.
Now, I think it's pretty pretty cruddy to not service someone because you don't believe in who they're marrying or you don't like the color of their skin or something like that. It isn't that, you know, it's a different, you know, the different thing is, hey, I'm not taking your check because it keeps bouncing. Then the fact is I'm not going to service you because I don't like the color of your skin or who you're married to or who you like
right.
to sleep with.
Right.
Now,
I agree completely.
You know, again, it seems to just fly in the face of, you know, any kind of economic sense to if you're the only grocer within, say, a 30-mile radius to then tell a certain percentage of your clientele, I'm not doing business with you because I don't like your personal habits.
Yeah, but what if it was just like a driver-by? You know what I mean? With the
Hold on. But in the case, and I found the website for Sweet Cakes by Melissa, and this seems to be a baker that is hoping to wind up getting support from the Christian community because there are Bible verses on several pages of the website.
Right.
So I'm going to take a guess, and I don't know if the couple here that filed the suit specifically sought out a baker that they thought might not do business with them so
right.
that they could have a lawsuit.
And that's been alleged in a couple of these cases.
And I know that it's, you know, been a thing to where, I'm going to call up Chick-fil-A and ask them to cater a thing for me on a Sunday and then get mad when they say, no, they're not open on Sundays.
Right. I'm going to go down there with my attorney and ask them to do this.
Yeah. So, again.
Proclaimed Christians annoy the crap out of me.
Yeah, that's why I don't use the term to describe myself, because so many people do not act Christ-like. At all.
I saw a meme, and it's actually right here. It says, you call yourself a Christian, but Jesus wasn't a snob who judged people for their imperfections. So you may want to get your Bible out and check up on that.
Daryl, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on discriminating against people that you might not like things they do? This is Free Talk
Live. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Three in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you don't want to just listen to Free Talk Live. Maybe you want to watch. Maybe you're a voyeur like that. Well, you can do that because we've got a little cam. We've actually got two of them, but I think generally only the wide shot is on. Right now, you can go to youtube.freetalklive.com. Watch us. It feels kind of strange knowing that I'm being watched, but, you know, whatever. There's also a chat room built into the YouTube thing, youtube.freetalklive.com, and I have no clue what that thing was that was happening from Heather's
mouth.
You didn't
get the song reference?
What was it?
It always feels like somebody's watching.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. How old are you? That's like an old song. I know, and you're like 11 years old.
Whatever.
Right, but when I was like 12, I listened to stuff from the 60s.
Okay.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just amazed that you knew that.
Well, it was they played it actually quite a bit on.
They play it on the classic rock station, Chris.
Golden oldies.
And if you listen to like Halloween radio and stuff like that, like the little Pandora station stuff, that's one of the songs that come.
I don't know what Halloween radio is.
This is like one of those stations, or like iHeartRadio. You can pick different stations.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is like Christmas music during Halloween music.
Is that a Michael Jackson song?
It is actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, it's probably played on the classic rock stations now because the definition of classic rock just keeps changing.
Getting broader and broader.
Because remember when I almost said, Chris, remember when we were kids, but then I realized that you weren't a kid at the same time as me.
Remember when you were a kid and Chris was like 40?
But
right.
No, you were like a teenager and I was a kid. There was a clearly defined definition of oldies. There was a clearly defined definition of classic rock. It's, by the mid-80s, there was a classic rock already existed.
Yeah, but it was never called that until like in the 80s. And then we started to refer to as like 70s, late 60s rock and roll and 70s album rock
was classic
was
rock.
Was kind of classic rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys grew up with like cassette tapes and...
Yes, I grew up with cassette tapes.
I grew up with 8 tracks. Well, and we had a reel-to-reel in the house.
See,
and a wind-up phonograph.
And we'll get to the call here in just a second.
But you say kids, but I still feel a little bit old.
So easy. You want to get a good, clear version.
My 10-year high school reunion is in like 6 months.
Oh, dear.
You want to get a good, clear version of a song. Now you just go online and press a button and download. When I was a kid, you want to get a song. All right, DJ, shut up. Shut up so I can get this before... Ah, crap. Because they'd talk through the entire musical intro and then, you know...
I did have a cassette, actually, when I was, like, really little. Like, yeah. Like some of my first
things. Did it go in your Teddy Ruxpin?
No, but I remember, like, you'd have to, like... If you put it in one way, it would be certain songs. But if you flipped it around...
Yes, because
the other way,
cassette tapes have two sides.
I know.
Like, records have two sides. If you put it on the B side, that's not the song you're supposed to play on the top 40. But apparently, there were DJs that didn't realize that and accidentally made hits.
My daughter...
Because they played the B side.
So the cassette tape, to me, is what the Echo Dot is to my daughter. My daughter, right? She just goes like... Siri, play... Or Alexa, that's what the thing is named.
Right.
It's like, Alexa... Play, you know, Katy Perry, and then all of a sudden, like,
there it is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hold on, which song by Katy Perry?
I don't know.
I can only name one.
The Roar one.
I can name a bunch, but I'm just curious, you know, like
I've
if
got
you
the
say,
Eye of the Tiger.
Alexa, play Katy Perry. Which one of her songs played? Is it California Girls? Is it Extraterrestrial? Is it Roar?
Daryl
loves himself some Katy Perry.
I totally
rock
some Katy Perry. Not that I'm aware of, but I totally rock some Katy Perry.
Right?
Yeah.
And karaoke in Millinocket, Maine.
Daryl's ex-wife. This is baby mama.
I could only be so lucky. Let's go to Skype where we've got David. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, David, a.k.a. Build the Wall in the FTO Amp Form Box. Yeah.
Hey, David,
yeah,
it's Chris.
Hey, how's it going, ladies and gents? So, yeah, I mean, I'm not suggesting, like, getting all violent, building a wall, whatever kind of magical,
stuff y'all do.
But I'm just saying that Free Talk Live could do a little bit better than having, you know, a co-host that has aggressively violent proclivities, right? Mm-hmm. And that would include Chris Cantwell, Vince, and yourself, Heather.
Oh.
Right? I mean, and that's all I was saying.
And tell me how you really feel.
That's how I really feel. I mean, there's no hate. I mean, whatever. You know,
wait, so this is David, the one that was foaming at the mouth.
Hold on.
In response, your exact words was me saying contract law being enforced, right? When you're contracting with someone to marry them, and it made you foam at the mouth to hear my opinions.
Nah. That wasn't exactly what I was saying. Rather that, you know, you were taking some implicit per one person understanding of what marriage meant based on an assumption of what you thought.
So you're
about
a married man. What does marriage mean to you?
I mean, marriage means what it means to you, funny enough, right? I'm just saying that.
So what part about it made you foam at the mouth? Those are your exact words, verbatim.
Right? I mean... You know, that's my thing, right, is that you have this tendency, being a minarchist, whatever word for status we want to use, right, you know, to say, you know, I don't like that behavior, ergo, let's get aggressively violent to end it, right? And
aggressively violent? I didn't say I was just going to shoot anybody. I mean, like, where do you get this aggressively violent stuff?
You use euphemisms like law or, you know.
Yeah, that's like avoiding violence. I mean, if I really wanted to be aggressive, I would handle it myself, right? And then we'd all just resort to violence. But because we use a justice system, we give people the ability to use words and dialogue in a court of law in order to explain a situation and then have a jury, you know, decide what the best outcome. We don't leave it up to one individual person. This is what a justice system is it's avoiding using violence. It's using violence as a last resort. It's using words and a court system as the ability to hash out disagreements and disputes.
Okay, I'm going to moderate here. David, your rebuttal.
Yeah, democratizing violence doesn't make it right. You can have a jury of 1,000 people. If they think that, you know, putting your thing in the holiest of holies, is worth being aggressively violent about, that's still wrong, right? And I don't care if it's one person or 1,000
people. If you're...
Hold on, let him finish.
No.
Did that complete your thought? Okay.
I'll release the remainder of my time.
Okay. Heather.
Yeah, so if you're deceiving somebody, right, and you're deceiving your wife, if you marry your wife and go and, you know, put your pecker in whoever else, then
can we say that?
Yeah,
all right.
And that's can
never
you say
mind.
Pecker?
Continue.
Really?
Well, don't say it like 16 times.
But if you go get somebody else pregnant, and you've just wasted your entire, like, you deceived your wife. Okay, because that's not what she bargained for, and you committed to her. You didn't have to. Nobody forced you to get married and to be committed to one person, right? So you don't have to get married. You can go screw as many people as your little heart desires. No one forced you to manipulate and deceive your wife into committing into a marriage with you.
Maybe she did. Maybe she manipulated. And here's where I stand on this, because I remember this conversation. I agree, and I think David agrees, and I think you agree, and I think Daryl agrees, that cheating on your spouse is not a good thing to do.
It sounds to me like David just doesn't want to get caught.
No. Let me throw this idea out there. Where we differ is what should be done about that.
Yeah,
and where I stand, I can only speak for myself, is that I feel that the marriage, it's up to the man and wife, and if they decide it's not working, they should feel free to divorce and leave it at that. What I think it felt like you were advocating was for the state to get involved and bring charges against the man for cheating.
And David, hold on, because I'm fairly certain you've got more to say. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe you're looking for something to do in mid-February from the 15th through the 18th specifically, and maybe you want to go where it's a little bit warm. Well, think of going to Acapulco, Mexico, and joining a bunch of people down at Anarchapulco. Go to anarchapulco.com. I'm going to spell that for you because if you're any way like me trying to guess how that's spelled, not going to be easy. It's anarchapulco.com. Make anarchy great again. Listen to guest speakers, G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Ron Paul, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, many, many more, including Veet Jadlika, live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. Again, happening February 15th through the 18th at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. And there are other events that you can go to as well, in addition to the Anarchapulco event. There's a health and wellness retreat, something being called Cryptopulco, Change Media University, and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. So your experience at Anarchapulco might not be the same as somebody else's. And if you use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, that's FTL, you save 10%. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Let's go back to David. David was having a discussion with Heather, and Chris, you luckily took over verbally moderating where I was using hand signals to try to signal to Heather to let David speak.
Well, for those of you listening who are not in the FTL amplifier group or haven't listened a lot, this is pretty much the equivalent of of Foreman Ali. This is the Rumble in the Jungle. This is
really.
The Thrilla in Manila.
If you do want to be, if you do want to be in the Amplifier Facebook group, well, first you need to be an Amplifier, and you can do that by giving as little as $5 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That money gets used to advertise, market, and promote this show to more program directors to help us get on more radio stations. Right now we're on about 170. We can be on a lot more. But again, that AMP funding does come in very, very handy to help us afford to do that advertising, marketing, and promoting. amp.freetalklive.com. So, David, I want to make sure that I'm understanding exactly where this entire disagreement between you and Heather came from. Several weeks ago, there was a discussion about whether or not adultery should be illegal, as in a criminal offense.
Correct.
And Heather's position is
marriage should,
it
be,
should
treated
be a criminal offense
as
because,
pertaining to contract law.
Hold on. Let me. I'm explaining my understanding of your disagreement. So let me finish explaining.
She just gave her point of view, so there you have that.
Heather's position, as I understand it, was that adultery should be illegal because marriage is a contract and courts should uphold contract law, therefore misdemeanor. And David's position is that adultery should not be illegal because it's not an offense that should really involve the government. Is that correct, David?
I mean, I don't know about this whole government thing. I mean, the whole thing shouldn't even exist. But if we're going to call it a contract, then sure, contracts should be enforced. And if somebody explicitly agrees to those terms, even really implicitly agrees to them to a great extent, then sure, enforce the contract and you know, get your restitution, right? But these broad generalizations, like, you know, adultery should be, quote, against the law. I mean,
right.
We all know what that's a euphemism for, right? It's a euphemism for, you know, let's use aggressive violence.
No, it's not. It's a whatever you want to call it. It means don't cheat on your spouse. That's
right.
What it means. It doesn't mean, oh, let's use violence, blah, blah, blah. No,
hold
it means
on.
Don't cheat on your
spouse.
Well,
what's the law? What's the law mean? So you break a law, what happens?
You get punished.
You know what happens.
Yeah, well, you get punished.
You have, like, aggressively,
the law,
right?
Contract law.
So let's get
hold
down
on.
Brass
let
tax,
David
right?
finish
the
thought.
It's aggressive violence, right? And you know that, and I know that, and everybody else knows that.
David?
And if you believe that, that's fine.
Can I hop in for just a second?
Deceiving someone
Wait,
is
Heather?
An act of aggression.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Here's the basic disagreement, and this is a libertarian position, is that government has a monopoly on the use of force, and when it chooses to enforce anything, it does so under the threat of violence. That violence can come in form of imprisonment or actual physical action against someone else. And that seems to be the main sticking point between those of us who are probably on the more libertarian side, mm-hmm. all the way to anarchists, to those that are sort of on the minarchist side, which I, as I said before we got on the air, I think Heather probably fits in there somewhere in that spectrum towards the full-blown statist, which I don't think Heather is a full-blown statist. All right. Sorry about that.
David?
All nice words to mask over the cold, hard reality that when we use terms like make a law, what we're really saying is let's be aggressively violent with people who are not behaving the way that we see fit.
Yes, people that deceive and fraud others should be punished. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Not changing my position on it. If you manipulate someone and you deceive someone and you take something away from them, you should have to make them whole. Yes, I believe in that. Sorry if you think that makes me a bad person.
Okay. How about
kind of does.
Well, guys, really? So you cheat on your wife and you lie to her and you know, go get...
You're making some assumptions.
Right.
Go ahead, David. I feel so bad for your wife, dude.
That doesn't make me a good person, but when you decide to be aggressively violent against somebody who hasn't been aggressively violent against you, which in that point, I guess it would be defensive violence.
I think robbing someone of their free will
is violent.
Hold on, let him finish.
That's sort of morally detestable. I mean, and if you're okay with aggressive violence, that's fine. Just own it.
David, we've got a caller that actually has a question for you.
I feel
will
like
you
that
take
would be
a
defensive.
Will you take a question from a caller?
Sure.
All right. We've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, Chris, and also David.
Thank you for taking my call. I heard this argument last week, and it might have been the week before then, and I didn't call in them times before, but I did now. And the reason why I did is that I'm just getting the feeling that David kind of seems like he's attacking Heather. That's what I'm seeing. And he realizes it, and he sees it, and he just keeps right on picking at it, knowing that she's going to get, that she's, he's going to get a reaction out of her.
Yeah, I started ignoring him in the Facebook group, so he calls the show.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I didn't even know that, but that's interesting to know. Fair enough.
Yeah, I ignored you when you were like, oh, Heather, go back to your status hut, is what you said.
So, Robert, was there a question?
Well, David, are you married at all? I mean, not that it makes any difference to me.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Why are you calling up a radio station and picking at this woman that you don't probably may not even know? That I would only ask that of you if I was your wife.
Well, it's funny that you asked that question because I am in the same room with my beautiful wife right now, right? And I would, honestly answer that with this response, and that is two wrongs don't make a right. Yes, if you act in a way that is, I guess being an infidel, right, or cheating on your wife, that makes you a bad person. Absolutely. If you are aggressively violent towards somebody that has not been aggressively violent towards you, denying you life, liberty, or property, then you are also a bad person.
Agreed.
Nobody's saying if you cheat on your wife, we're going to come beat you with a sledgehammer or something. Like you're going to extremes. We're saying that you're going to have to, if you violate that marriage contract, you're going to have to go before a judge, you're going to have to go before a jury, whatever the case may be. Your wife can make a case. The majority of people are saying this is the system we live in.
I don't know if just because there's something. And
I'm
going to
go ahead and say
that
the majority of people.
Call, but just because there's a law on the books doesn't mean a majority of the people support said law.
Right.
Yeah,
and that was only in a few very small towns that we were looking at blue laws.
I support the law, so don't cheat on your wife. Your gorgeous
cannabis
wife.
Is illegal, but yet opinion polls consistently show 60% of people don't want it to be illegal. David, thank you
thanks for
the
calling,
call.
David.
Hour three coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
thepowermall.com.